Rural Focus.
Let's catch in with Grain Producers Australia CEO Ian Colin-Bettles. Mate, good morning there to you.
Good morning, Troy. How are you?
Not too bad, mate. Well, grain growers, they reject a new biosecurity levy flagged by the Albanese government in last month's federal budget. Can they throw any more at farmers, mate?
Yeah, well, that's right. In particular in the West, we're working through that consultation process around banning the live sheep trade. And you've got property rights issues as well with a new act that's being introduced, as well as all the seasonal challenges. So no one's arguing against the need to invest more in biosecurity to protect growers and our industry, but the levy certainly isn't a popular way of going about it. It was announced in the budget. So we put together a short chart survey, and there were some pretty overwhelming results, really. Very high percentages of growers saying that they didn't support it and didn't want to pay it, and that they're already contributing enough in existing levies.
Yeah.
And also the risk creators, the importers, aren't yet paying the levies, which is where this conversation started, really. It was growers saying, we want the people who are bringing in these pests and diseases, hitchhiker pests on things like sea containers, like Capra beetle. We want them to contribute because they're the ones bringing them in. So that was the starting point. So, and that container levy still hasn't been introduced, although it was first announced in 2018.
So I hear, mate, that growers found it insulting and called it a bit of a cash grab.
Yeah, look, we obviously asked people to provide comments as well. But look, the basic numbers are pretty overwhelming. Like I said, for example, there was 139 growers who responded. 137 out of 139 said that they shouldn't have to pay this new proposed levy when the biosecurity risk creators, as I just said, aren't paying any levies yet. And 129 out of 139 said that grain producers already contribute enough in their existing levies to co-fund biosecurity through the GRDC and Plant Health Australia. So there's a lot there for the government to think about as they go through the process of engaging or consulting with growers and industry to try and introduce this new tax in a year's time.
I know that your chairman there at GPA, Barry Large, who actually farms over here in WA out at Myling, he's called on the Federal Agriculture Minister, Murray Watt, to collaborate with you there at GPA to find more workable solutions for the grain sector. Has that happened yet, mate?
We've reached out to his office and we've certainly been in touch with his department. Yep. We haven't yet had a meeting with the minister, but we certainly welcome that opportunity and to follow up on our request as soon as possible.
So a proposed levy on imported shipping containers was floated as well. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Look, and let's not forget, you know, they announced what they considered to be a sustainable biosecurity funding model in the budget. And part of that was, you know, as well as looking at this levy, they did increase charges on importers as well, existing charges, and then they're looking at the container levy too. So, you know, but that was first announced in 2018, and that's been a priority for GPA and others for a long time, and we haven't seen that materialise. And, and in the meantime, they've decided to chuck another one on growers when really, you know, that was what we're trying to do is make the system more fairer and equitable by the people who are bringing in these pests and diseases, making them contribute more to preventative biosecurity. And maybe that means they need to, you know, work a bit harder and have biosecurity plans in place, really, as part of that model too.
Is the federal government just trying to kill off farmers around Australia, mate?
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I think the government, you know, you had the Treasurer Jim Chalmers out there on a dairy farm as well over the weekend talking about the importance of agriculture to the economy. But from our point of view, for example, we've been asking the government to take a look at the pricing disparity for the grain market and have an ACCC inquiry. That would cost a couple of million dollars, and that could, you know, if the Treasurer is dinkum about bringing in an extra $2 to $5 billion for the national economy, you know, they could instigate an inquiry. Even the Productivity Commission could inquire and see how we can capture more value with a more efficient grain supply chain and optimising competition. You just sort of have to wonder how well they get it. Yes, I get the high-level statement of, you know, wanting to support agriculture and it's important to the economy when we're talking about, you know, the revenue that's lost and the value capture that's lost and a mechanism to have an inquiry to look at how we can capture that value. Mm. You'd think that would appeal to a federal treasurer that you could be bringing it in instead of trying to get another $30 million out of growers on a biosecurity levy. They could have implemented a couple of million dollars to do an independent study to look at how we can capture that lost value for the nation.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hopefully you hear from the Federal Minister Murray Watt very soon, mate.
I'm sure we will. Thanks, Troy.
All right, mate. Nice to chat. We'll keep a close eye on this and see how things go going forward, mate.
Look forward to it. Yep, stay in touch, as always.